We're out here. It's not. I'm about to actually read 50 Shades of Grey again. Holy crap. What the hell is he doing here? Looking at his tonsillar hair and outdoors and his cream chunk knit sweater jeans and walking boots. It's like my mouth has popped open and I can't locate my brain or my voice. Mr. Gray, I whisper, because that's all I can manage. There's a ghost of a smile on his lips, and his eyes are aligned with humor. I see he enjoys some private jokes. I was in the era, the area. He said, by the way of explaining, I need to stock up on a few things. It was a pleasure to see you again, Mrs. Still. His voice is warm and husky, like a dark melted chocolate, fudge caramel, or something. I shook my head to gladder my lips. My heart is pounding. I've fancied tattoo, and for some reason, I'm blushing furiously under his steady scalp. I'm urged down by the sight of him standing before me. My memories of him did not do him justice. He's not just good looking. He is the assassin of male beauty, breathtaking, and he's here in Clayton's hardware store. Good figure, finally, my kinetic functions are restored and reconnecting with the rest of my body. Anne, my name is Anne, I mutter. What can I help you with, Mr. Gray? He smiles and again. It's like he proved to some big secret. It's so disconnected. Take a breath. I pull out my professional. I work in this shop for years, Fade. Can I do this? There are a few items I need to start with. And it looks like, and I like some cable ties, he mumbles. His gray eyes are cool. But he knows cable ties. We stock a lot of length shelves. I'll show you, I muttered. My voice is soft and wavy. Get a grip, Stills. A sight from Mars. Gray's rather lovely brow, please. Please lead the way, Mrs. Stowe, he says. I'm trying for a non-term as I come out from behind the counter. Fuck English. But really, I am content hard on not falling over my own feet. My legs are suddenly the contents of jello, and I'm so glad I decided to wear my best jeans this morning. They are in with the electric goods. A slide 8. My voice is a little too bright. I glance up at him and regret it almost immediately. Damn, he's handsome, I blush. After you, he mutters. Gustin, with his long fingers, beautiful, manicured hands, with my heart almost swinging me, because it's in her throat, trying to escape from her mouth. I head down on the slide to the electric station, YCE, Portland, YCE, right, Cape Town. And from a very tiny, unnourishing part of my brain, Bobby located at the base of my mondo orbital, where my, God, sometimes comes the dot. He's here to see you. No way. I dismiss immediately. But with this beautiful, powerful, unbeing man wants to see me, the idea has progressed, and I kicked it out of my head. Are you important for business? I ask, and my voice is too high, like I got my finger trapped in a door or something. Damn, try to be cool, man. I'm visiting the WSU Farm Division. It's based at Vancouver. I'm currently funding some research there in the crops. Rotated in solo silence, he said. Matter of fact, see? Not here to find you. That's how my subconscious snores at me, loud and proud. And politely, I flush all my foolish way wild thoughts are a part of your feed, the world's plan. Something like that, he acknowledged and looks, oh fuck. He acknowledged and his lips close up in a hot smile. He stares at the station of cable ties. We stalk at Kelton. What on earth is he gonna do with those? Can't picture him as a do-it-yourself. After all, his fingers to the cost, the package display, and for some unexpected reason, I look away. He bends and selects a pocket. Those are due, he said, with his oh-so-secret smile. I blush. Is there anything else? I like some Maxim tape. Maxim tape? Are you redecorating? Those words out of my mouth before I can stop them. Suddenly, he looks at his staff to help decorate. No. Not reconstruction. He said quickly, then smirks. I have an uncannily feeling that he's laughing at me. Am I the funny looking? The way I mutter embarrassing, Max and Tape is in the decorations aisle. I glance behind him as he follows. Have you worked here long? His voice is low. And he stares at me. Gray's eyes. Contact card. I blush. Even more bright. What the hell does he have to do Why the hell does he have this effect on me? I feel like I'm a 14-year-old. As always, autoplays on his front. Stills, 5 years, I muttered, as we reach our goal to distract myself. I reach down and select the two masking tape that we stock. I'll take that one, Gray said self, pointed out the white tape, which I passed to him. Our fingers brushed very briefly in the current and currently is there again, zapping through me, like I've touched explosive wire. Eye gaps and potentially as I feel it all the way down somewhere dark and pulling deep in my belly. I scrub around for my pendants, I guess that's as a pendant. Anything else? My voice is husky and unbreathly. His eyes wildly sought some hope. I think his voice mirrors mine's. This way, I duck my head to hide my recurring blush and head from the aisle. What's up? Were you after we have something in Nashville? Flint rope tie, cable cord. I don't know his expression. His eyes darken. Holy crap. I would take 5 yards of the natural fun rope, please. Quickly with temper fingers, I measured out 5 yards across the fixed roller. I read his hot gray stare is on me, and I dare not to look at him. Jesus, I can feel any more self-conscious taking my knife from the back pocket of my jeans. I cut it coral nears before turning it into a snip knot. By some miracle, I managed not to remove a finger with my knife. Yeah, I'm gonna make this a short one. This is gonna be like 13 minutes. Alright, we're out here.